are Locked On Big 12, your daily podcast on the Big 12 Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everybody. Josh Neighbors here today on the Locked On Big 12 podcast. It is July 5th, 2021. I hope all of you had a great July 4th weekend. On today's show, a fun jumble of things. We're going to talk NIL to begin with, some of the unintended consequences in a positive way. I want to get to some of those with the opportunities that athletes are now getting. Then we'll also talk about NIL deals that have happened for Big 12 athletes and give a couple examples there and just kind of, you know, what we'll see coming forward from Big 12 athletes. We touch on Max Muncy being the sole Big 12 representative in the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. The former Baylor Bear is going to be an All-Star reserve for the National League, so that's exciting. And then we're going to kind of do a Big 12 fans viewer guide to the NBA Finals. There are four Big 12 players, Big 12 alums that are going to be in the NBA Finals. We'll talk about who they are, how you might see them, and how you should cheer for them if you are just cheering for the conference as a whole. But we'll look at that too. So a fun kind of mix of things coming up on today's show. Hope you all enjoy. All right, I know people have heard a lot about this name, image, and likeness stuff, and some of you may just want the conversation kind of just to be over to see how things really play out, but there is some newsworthy stuff and a couple conversation points I'd like to talk about. Number one is that I think a new avenue is really opening up for former college athletes and current college athletes to another avenue I think we didn't even think about. A lot of unintended consequences are going to come out of this name, image, and likeness stuff, and I think some people think a lot of them are going to be negative, but here is a positive one. Think about this. This is now another way for student athletes and for former student athletes to make money, to go into business. You're seeing Drew Butler, former Georgia punter, get into this. You're seeing Brandon Wimbush, former Notre Dame and FSU quarterback, get into this. And also, you're seeing De'Aaron King and Mackenzie Milton get into this. The fact that these guys can now get themselves involved in these businesses. So maybe, hey, you know, De'Aaron King might not have a long pro career, right? Mackenzie Milton, both guys have suffered pretty traumatic injuries, and maybe their prospects at the next level aren't that high, or maybe the things don't pan out. But because they came of age, this this age of NIL, you could say, they're about to have some experience. And so when they leave college football, what they can do is go back and advise guys. And what I'm not saying is, you know, hey, Drew Butler's going to take care of all the Georgia players, right? Send them all his way. But the fact that it's a way that these kids can make a living properly by working on these companies, by working with the athletes, by kind of guiding them to trying to get them good deals that are beneficial for themselves and the company. I think that's something that's an avenue that we have not considered before and something that's going to be exciting to watch. I think it's a great opportunity, and that's a positive. I think, to me, one thing that Barrett Salee from CBS Sports and SiriusXM has always mentioned is that, you know, athletes should be able to maybe major in what their sport is, so majoring in football. It doesn't just mean study football all the time, but I think really what Barrett means is how to parlay your career as a football player, if it's really what you love, into a career beyond college, even if you're not good enough to play in the NFL. How to get into broadcasting, how to get into business. This is a great avenue for that. You know, how to get into communications, relations between people, right? This is a great avenue for that. And I think this now further expands, right? I think this is a great way that maybe, gets football players into business, gets them into communications and opportunities, right? Maybe they see this as a way to connect once they leave college with former or current athletes and help guide them along too and help them avoid some of the mistakes and help them make the right decisions. I think this is a really good way to connect outgoing athletes or former athletes and current athletes, and they can build a community that helps each other. And I love the fact that we're already seeing guys involved in this, trying to direct each other the right way. And I think it's a really important aspect of this name, image, likeness that's going to be a positive. The negatives, I'm sure there will be some, but that's already a positive I think we're seeing. Now, some Big 12 athletes have already gotten themselves in the mix, and the first big one is potentially the most well-known Big 12 athlete right now, and that is Oklahoma quarterback Spencer Rattler. Obviously, we saw a lot of his logo last week, and also he did say he was going to give away some of his NIL money that he makes, some of his profits. He's going to give those away to underprivileged communities this season. He's promised to do that. He signed his first deal, and that was with Raisin Cane's. He already made a Twitter, an Instagram Twitter post, Twitter post, the other day after the Elite 11. It said, long day at the Elite 11 yesterday, had to call in Raising Cane's for the win. There he is with some Raising Cane's. So obviously there is one example of a guy. Also, seeing at places like Texas, Bijan Robinson, the running back there, is on Cameo. And actually, he did a personalized Cameo video for an OU fan recently. So he is there on Cameo. Also, seeing some Iowa State players on Cameo, like Brock Purdy, Breece Hall. Those guys are on there. There's a new channel. There's a new thing called Yoke Gaming, where guys can go on there and you can pay to play with some of your favorite athletes. We know that Kansas basketball players are also looking into that as well, according to the Kansas City Star. So you're seeing a lot of variety in the way these guys are getting involved. I know people are tired of hearing about it, but I just thought I'd mention a few of those. Did see a wide receiver from Arkansas get involved with PetSmart, which I thought was pretty cool. And you could see his dog on there as well. So yeah, there's a whole lot of variety. And I think right now we're just seeing it begin. And we got to let things play out in terms of where it's going next. But already seeing on many fronts, these players take advantage of the opportunities ahead of them and also the opportunities presented to past players and people who want to get involved in this business. All right, more coming here on the changing landscape of college football. A couple debates have come up because of it. We'll talk about those in a second, but first, a word from our sponsors. Today's Locked On Big 12 podcast is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. Go to BetOnline.ag today. Sign up on your computer, your iPhone, your tablet, whatever you would like to use. You can make an account, and if you use that promo code Locked On, that's LOCKEDON Locked On, you'll receive a 50% deposit bonus. If you deposit $100, you'll get an extra 50 to play with as well today at BetOnline.ag. They've got NBA, NHL, MLB, UFC, boxing, all those things are available at BetOnline.ag. So go there today, use that promo code Locked On, LOCKEDON Locked On, and get that 50% deposit bonus and begin playing today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, so something interesting I wanted to talk about is the idea now that some of these, some former athletes believe that they should have certain things that should be reinstated. And one of those people is Reggie Bush. Now, this has been an idea that's really kind of split hairs. A lot of people think a bunch of different things. Here's the deal. Reggie Bush wants his Heisman back because obviously we know about his wrongdoings by the letter of the law while he was at USC, right? Taking impermissible benefits and had his Heisman trophy stripped from him. Now, how I feel about that is, the Heisman trophy is an on-field award. I don't think they should be stripping it from him for off-the-field stuff. Yeah, maybe you make him pay back the money that he was made, make him pay back to the NCAA or wherever you want to do that. But to me, the on-field stuff is really where he should be awarded for his on-field performance. Because let's be honest, let's not act like any of the other Heisman Trophy winners never had this happen to them. For the most part, we know Johnny Manziel said he made money signing autographs, right? So let's be honest about it. This happens probably for a majority of the guys who have won the Heisman, at least in the last 20 years it probably has. But the big issue that I have is that there is a certain degree of, you can't go ask them to change the rules retroactively. Like, I think he should have been the Heisman winner from the beginning, right? I think that's really the big thing. Now, reinstating wins and whatnot, that's a whole different story. But at least for the individual award of the Heisman Trophy, you look back at that season and you have to say, who was the best individual player? It was Reggie Bush. That's what the award is given to. The award goes to Reggie Bush for his outstanding performance that year. So I think Reggie Bush should have his Heisman. I think he should never have lost the Heisman. And I think the punishment should have come in the form of him personally making it right with what he did. And then whatever they want to pass along on the school should be there. But I don't think stripping the Heisman Trophy is reflective of the acts that he committed, right? I don't think those two things are comparable. He did not break the law. He broke NCAA violations, but he did not break the law in any meaningful way, shape, or form that would cause you to go to prison or anything like that. Yeah, sure. Did he break those guidelines that should have him, in some way, shape, or form paying back, like as a professional, pay back what you made and what you took at a time where you're not supposed to? Yeah, sure, if that's what they have to do. But I think that, to me, Reggie Bush should be the Heisman Trophy winner. Now, other people would argue, and not necessarily wrong, the idea that, look, these were the rules when you played, you broke them, and therefore these were the consequences. And just because name, image, likeness has now come around and you could have made money does not mean, you know, does not mean that when you won this thing, you didn't still break the rules. And further to further that point, I mean, it's not like Reggie Bush made the money off of name, image, likeness, right? He just took the money. But to be fair to him, he would not have needed to take money from anybody at the time. He could have made his own money very easily. You know, growing up watching Reggie Bush play, he was the coolest thing around in college football. He was the man on that team between him and Leinart. He was the star. He was a guy that I loved to watch, especially growing up. I didn't like USC, but I did love to watch Reggie Bush. I really did. So to me, you know, he's a phenomenal player. I do think he should get his Heisman Trophy back. I think it should never have been gone. I think that's kind of the breaking point for a couple people, right? Is that, and for me it is, I don't think it should have been ever stripped away from him. I don't think we should have to be handing the award back to him. I think it was mismanaged on both accounts there. So that's the problem I have with it, is the fact that they have to reinstate him, right? And the Heisman Trust is saying that Reggie Bush could have his Heisman Trophy returned if the NCAA reinstates his award-winning season first. And that's the key, like I talked about, kind of circling back. The idea that we should have to reinstate Reggie Bush's season is ridiculous. It happened. Whether you paid him or not to do it, it happened. Did he use steroids? No. Was he getting some kind of on-field advantage? No. Was he getting paid? Yes. Were they impermissible benefits? Yes. But those did not affect his performance on the field and what he brought. So I think the idea that his season and his records have been taken away is, you know, at least the individual part of it should never have been not acknowledged. I think this should have been handled a little bit differently. I think, you know, USC probably should have been punished for the way they acquired him, but the actual performance on the field, taking those awards and that stuff away, it really doesn't do a whole lot. I mean, nobody acts like USC didn't win didn't go to and win championships because of this. People don't act like Reggie Bush didn't go to USC due to this. Sure, and I understand it's a lot of the older crowd are saying, well, you know, you broke the rules back then. Yeah, but the punishment of taking a Heisman Trophy away didn't make much sense. Reggie Bush is the Heisman Trophy winner from the year 2005. There's no doubt about that. So that is kind of my take on the situation. And look, I do respect the points that people make about the rules being changed. Yeah, sure. You know, the same thing goes to the Fab Five. They want that stuff reinstated as well. Yeah. You know, should the NCAA reinstate Bush's 05 status, the Heisman Trust looks forward to welcoming back to the Heisman family, end quote. You know, to me, it really should never have uninvited them, I guess you could say, to the Heisman Trophy family. That never really sat too well with me, but I do think it's a very interesting conversation point. And look, when it comes to the College Football Hall of Fame, too, there's no doubt that Reggie Bush should be in it, and I don't think anybody would disagree with that. So if you don't disagree with him being in the College Football Hall of Fame, you probably shouldn't disagree with him being the Heisman Trophy, right? Those two things are pretty much the same. Because you're acknowledging, and I've heard people who actually want one and not the other. I was speaking to somebody yesterday who works in college football, a college football media person. He said, look, yeah, I think he should be in the College Football Hall of Fame. I don't think he should have his Heisman back because he broke the rules. Well, you know, those two things are pretty hard to separate, in my opinion. It's hard to separate the Heisman Trophy winner from the Hall of Fame career because they are one in the same. So I know people feel differently about this issue, but I do think it's an interesting one. It's a great source of fodder right now, especially during the offseason when there's not a whole lot going on right now. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see if the NCAA does it. I'm going to lean towards no. I think that's kind of the reasonable thing to expect here is the NCAA is not going to reinstate Reggie Bush's records. They could, but I would be surprised if they did. All right, let's take one more break. When we come back, we'll have more on the Locked On Big 12 podcast, kind of a fun segment coming up about some Big 12 baseball players making a splash right now in the major leagues. But first, another word from our sponsors. Today's Locked On Big 12 podcast is brought to you by our friends at Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting, best for you protein bar in the game today. Right now, they've got coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. They've got 17 grams of protein, only 150 calories, and only 5 grams of sugar. Go to BuiltBar.com today. use promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off at BuiltBar.com. And also, Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. So how about that? Once again, BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, so the MLB All-Star Game has come out with their rosters, and a Big 12 player is on there. Max Muncy of the Los Angeles Dodgers is going to be a reserve, and very much deservedly so, for the National League team. And Max Muncy, is a Baylor Bear. He's the only Baylor Bear to start off the season who made a roster, but also, too, he is now the only player from the Big 12 Conference to be representing the conference, rather, in the All-Star Game. And it's been a great year for him so far. He's hitting .264 with a .416 on base, .974 OPS. He's got 18 home runs and 47 runs driven in this year in 71 games for Los Angeles. He's really done a good job. He's really, it's career best year by far for him when it comes to average on base percentage, obviously at .416. The OPS is up there. It's the best of his career right now, and he's on pace to have one of his best seasons. Back in 2019, he was an All-Star when he hit 35 home runs and 98 RBI, 98 runs driven in. He's not going to be on pace for that clip. He's going to be roughly, he's actually on pace to be right there for home runs, probably a little bit over at this point, maybe, you know, give or take a few if he can keep this up. 71 games of action. They've got 80-some left to go, or around 80 left to go this year. So we will see if he can eclipse that career-high 35 home run mark. But the runs driven in, 47. He's been a huge part of this offense, one of the more consistent parts of that Dodger offense, and it's a good offense, and the fact that he's standing out is very impressive. And to be honest, he really should probably be the starter. Freddie Freeman of the Braves is going to be starting for the National League in the All-Star Game, and I think there's a very strong case that you can make that Max Muncy should be over him. Freeman right now hitting .268, .377 on base with 17 homers and 46 RBI, right in the same neighborhood. But to me, you know, Freddie's come on as of late, but Max has been there the entire season, has been really consistent. And so I think their numbers, while they're pretty comparable, I would give Max Muncy the nod, but Freddie Freeman as the reigning National League MVP gets that nod because, you know, once again, the MLB All-Star Game process of allowing fans to select the starters to me is a little bit fraudulent. I would let the fans select the players, the reserves, to be honest, as opposed to starters. And also, every team has to get players in the All-Star Game, which I also find very frustrating and very annoying as well. But still, I think it's important to note Max Muncy on the team probably should be starting. Conversation to have there, you know whether or not he should be. But representing the Big 12 there. A couple other guys that could have been representing the Big 12. John Means of the Orioles should have been. He was on pace to be, but did get injured this year. And look, John Means threw a no-hitter earlier this year. He was 4-2 with a 2.28 ERA on the year in 12 starts made. But the problem was he only got to throw 71 innings on the season, and so it's just not enough to get to the All-Star Game. But at this point in time, it's hard not to acknowledge John Means as one of the best pitchers in the American League up to that point in the season. I mean, he was really, it felt like him and Gerrit Cole were the two guys that we were really looking at as two prime players. And for John Means, a West Virginia alum, to make it, we love to see that. And he is somebody that should have been representing the Big 12, but the injury kept his season, cut his season short. He's trying to come back, but at least the first part of the season was cut short. Brandon Belt had a really good first half. Obviously, Texas alum there. He could have gotten the opportunity to do it. It was difficult for him. Arrieta and Carpenter had difficult starts to their season, so it would have been tough for those guys. John Gray, Garrett Richards, and Chase Anderson are all guys that we look at right now, still from the Big 12 Conference in the league, but right now, really, the guys who are playing their best ball were John Means, and at this point, Max Muncy still is playing his best ball. So those are a couple guys to look at from the Big 12 Conference that are going to be in the, one's going to be in Max Muncy. The other one should have been in John Means. And one more note before we get out of here, it is the NBA Finals coming up this week. It starts tomorrow night on Tuesday night, 9 o'clock on ABC. The Big 12 is going to be represented in both of the teams that we're going to see, the Milwaukee Bucks and the Phoenix Suns. For the Milwaukee Bucks, you're going to see P.J. Tucker, obviously, the Texas alum, is a huge part of what they do, a guy that's been giving them a lot of toughness, I think toughness is the best thing he brings them. Sometimes he can bring a little bit of shooting and some offensive rebounding as well. Once again, he's known for being a tough guy at 36, P.J. Tucker, maneuvering his way back into the league and now competing for a championship. That's a guy that you want in your corner when push comes to shove. And also, we count. I know we didn't in the top teams when we compared the Big Ten against the Big 12, but we got to count Chris Middleton, because Chris Middleton went to Texas A&M, and now it's an SEC school, but Chris Middleton played his basketball in the Big 12 conference at 29 years old. When he was in college, he was just playing at the end of the Big 12 era. So Chris Middleton is a Big 12 alum because, you know, went to an SEC school, but in college, he was a Big 12 alum, and that has to count. He played in 2009, 2010, 10, 11, and 11 and 12. Big 12 player, in my opinion. Chris Middleton has been fantastic this year. So Middleton, asterisk, I guess you could say, but still a Big 12 guy, and P.J. Tucker are the two guys to look at from the Big 12 conference on the Milwaukee Bucks. And then on the Suns, we've got two Big 12 alum, Javon Carter, who went to West Virginia, does not play a whole lot, but he is definitely a guy that we know we have to consider in there. And then Abdul Nader, who does not play a whole lot either, but went to Iowa State and did have a contribute just a little bit in that series against the Clippers. He played a total of 20 minutes, scored 4 points, and he had 4 points in that their game five loss at home. He had 4 and 2. So good to see our guy Abdul Nader sliding there. Obviously, if you have no rooting interest and you want to root based off of which team has more impactful Big 12 players, I would tell you it is going to be the Bucks with P.J. Tucker and Chris Middleton. But both teams, four guys in the Big 12 conference. So no matter what happens, there's going to be two players from the Big 12 conference who are going to be able to call themselves NBA champions that have not been able to do that yet. Nader and Carter have not been on a championship-winning team, and neither have P.J. Tucker nor Chris Middleton. So we're going to see that happen for the very first time for two of those guys, at least. All right, that will do it for today's show. Later on this week, we're going to have our rankings begin. We're going to rank quarterbacks in the conference, 10 to 1, who we think is going to be the starters, obviously. Then we're going to rank coaches 10 to 1. We'll do backfields 10 to 1. But all this stuff is going to be coming up as we begin to turn our attention to football season. We are finally done with all of the sports from last year's college season, with the College World Series wrapping up last week. Congrats to Mississippi State on their first championship ever. But yeah, that's going to be a wrap on that. And we'll also take a look later on this week at Big 12 players who are going to make a splash in the draft. We talked to Aram Layton before on this show at the beginning of the baseball season. We're going to talk to him again as the draft nears and say, hey, look, which guys from the Big 12 Conference are we going to see go in the early rounds? Which guys, I think, in the later rounds could have big impacts as well? There's plenty of talent across the Big 12 Conference, and we'll discuss with Aram Layton which guys will go. So check that out. That'll be coming up later on in the next week or so. Make sure you follow the show on Twitter. It's at LOBig12. You can follow me at Josh Neighbors_. Until next time, my friends, as always, stay safe.